Did you ever see any made of loose stones or rocks?
Well, walls, I'd call them, rather than the fence, a stone wall. Yes, I've seen those.
And have you ever had any experience with raising cotton?
Experience with what?
Raising cotton.
Raising cotton, no.
Well, apart from the fences that you see around a farm, are there any other fences that you're familiar with that a house might have?
Well, you mean in town, of course. We have a fence back here between our yard and the one to the north, just a little wooden fence. Neighbor over here just tore one down last weekend. Stuck out to the creek there between two houses. And of course, there are lots of fences. We have a neighbor in back has one of these big high ones with the I wouldn't call them logs, but enough timber running up about 10 feet. Of course, there are various kinds of fences, both metal and wood.
What about a fence that had stakes with spaces in between?
Oh, a picket fence?
Yeah.
Right across the street there.
And when you build a fence, you usually have to dig holes to put some heavy.
Yeah, with a post hole digger.
What name do you use to describe what your dishes are made out of?
Dishes, you say?
Uh-huh.
China?
Have you ever
pottery?
Heard...
Pottery?
Have you ever heard of an egg made out of China?
An egg made out of China?
Uh-huh.
Egg. Just what you mean. I've seen China eggs. When I was a kid, my mother used to use what looked like an egg made out of China and darning stockings. Is that the sort of thing you're referring to?
Yeah, I guess that sometimes it was used to fool chickens into laying eggs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But then,
as a decoy, entice them to lay. Yeah.
What sort of thing would you use to carry water in if you wanted to carry a quantity of water?
Well, you mean more than one bucket? Pail or a bucket to carry the water? Now, sometime they had these things held, went across your shoulders with a bucket hanging on each side, and it's a real heavy load, and that sort of thing.
What would you call that?
You mean the part that goes across your shoulders, or?
Yeah.
Darn if I know. I think probably they only use them where they're tapping maple trees and things like that.